We can't know for certain what the future of the space shuttle program will be, but there is some information, and let's talk about it now with Ira Flatow. He's the host of Talk of the Nation Science Friday, and he joins us now in Studio 2A here in Washington. Ira, an unusual science mission for the recent flights of the space shuttle, wasn't it?
It's true, because the whole reason of having the space station there, the International Space Station, is to do science on it. And you bring up astronauts, and you bring up cosmonauts, and they go on, and international science gets done. But this mission was just chock full of science. So you had all these astronauts, you had seven astronauts going up in the space shuttle, and none of them went to the space station. They all stayed on. There was a right out there in the bay, in the cargo bay, there were a couple of pallets of science experiments that were being conducted. They were sending back information. And so this really was, in recent memory, an unusual incident of having a lot of science on the space shuttle.
They were trying to grow roses on this flight.
And that'll be the question, one of the questions, how much of the science survives the mission? I mean, if you're trying to grow roses, you want to know how well they grew, for example. I mean, there's data being sent back all the time.
Constantly.
But you can't bring back the specimens. If you're trying to grow roses, you want to see what the specimens look like. You might be able to take good pictures of them while they're up there and see how they're growing and take slides and things like that. But it'll be interesting to see just how much of the science survives the mission.
There was an Israeli astronaut on board performing some research related directly to some interests of Tel Aviv University, I believe. Can you give us an idea of what that experiment, that experiment was looking at dust in the air, as
right,
I understand
right.
it.
Right, right. And they actually had a very fortunate case. They were looking to see how the dust is transported around. And they were about to give up on the experiment because it wasn't providing a whole lot of data. Because you had to be lucky. You had to wait for a dust storm to happen just as the shuttle was coming over. And then in the last pass of the shuttle, they happened to just find a dust storm and said, we're very fortunate to find one now, and now we can do the research on it.
Now, what does this disaster mean for the future of shuttle of science on the space shuttle and also science on the International Space Station, which it supplies?
Yeah, well, as you just heard from Jackie Northrum's piece, she was saying how intricately linked the space shuttle is toward the space station. I mean, it's the cargo ship. It's built as a supply vessel to bring astronauts and equipment and things up to the International Space Station for doing experiments. The loss of this means that we're going to have a major loss of missions to this space station. And the Russians don't have a lot of money left now. They're not sending many experiments out to the space station. They've run out of funding. So we were the main supplier of this.
I want to bring back Jim Pawelczyk. He's an astronaut who flew on the shuttle Columbia in 1998, and he's been joining us periodically through our live coverage today. Jim, NASA officials are saying that in some form, of course, the shuttle program will go on, the space program will go on. President Bush certainly vowed that today. But can you give me, just from your perspective, a sense of, I mean, that must be emotionally difficult to get up and go to work the next day having had such a disaster today.
Well, Steve, obviously this is a loss of just unmentionable proportions to the agency and to the country. In terms of what it means for NASA for the immediate future, we're going to have to wait and see, obviously, with the suspension of flights. That's going to have a severe impact on the agency. This was to be a large year. Several flights involved with installing the large truss structure that goes across the International Space Station and hanging several more of the large solar arrays. There's one up there. Three more are planned. How that's all going to be affected by this terrible, terrible tragedy today, we're going to have to wait and see.
Ira Flatow.
Jim, can you give us an idea what your assessment of how much of the science will be from this mission might actually come back? How much was going to be brought back with it, or how much they could have retrieved while it was on board there?
Well, as you mentioned, there is always a regular downlink of events in that science, and that, of course, varies from experiment to experiment. If you look over recent history in the Shuttle Space Lab program and now the Space Hab science module, we've typically seen about a tripling of the data downlink every 2 years. It's been an enormous challenge for the agency to keep up with these science demands. So I'm sure there was a lot recovered. Of course, things that can't be recovered are the samples themselves. This was, I believe, the first time since our STS-90 flight 5 years ago where rodents were flown in mm-hmm. space again. And, of course, those animals are lost along with crew.
Mm-hmm. You flew with rodents?
Yes.
Can you just give me very briefly an idea of what the daily routine is like up there when you have a lot of science experiments on board, when you have a lot of that kind of work to do?
Well, if you can think of living and sleeping at your desk at work, that's basically what you're doing in spaceflight. It's an incredibly busy time. Of course, this was a two-shift mission with a day and a night shift, if you will, so keeping things moving all the time with different experiments. And you're usually you're responsible for all the experiments, of course, so you're tending hopefully one at a time, but everything's always queued up for another experiment that needs some work or some monitoring or direct intervention.
And I don't think people really understand, and you, maybe, Jim, you can back me up on this, how many years it takes to get these experiments thought up, okayed, put on board. Years and years of time, doesn't it, that went into just making these experiments.
Some of the investigators whose science was on board this mission are colleagues of mine at various universities around the country. And I know they've been waiting several years to get these experiments on board. They were proposed, many of them, 5, 6, 7 years ago. And that's the kind of backup that we're looking at with the science need and access to low Earth orbit. And of course, that's going to be more severely impacted today.
Yeah, you know, where do we go from here with the science? It's just there's no way to tell what that roadmap is going to be like, is there?
That's really not the focus at the moment, but you're right. We don't know what the roadmap is.
Jim Pawelczyk, you've been very generous with your time. Thanks very much. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And Ira Flatow, the host of Talk of the Nation Science Friday, with us to talk about the impact of these missions, the impact of science on today's developments. Ira, thanks very much.
My
really
pleasure.
Appreciate your time as
Thank
well.
You.